As always, dear Heavenly Father, just guide my words. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Here is everybody's fair warning. I already warned Angelica. I'm going to talk about my grandma for at least a little bit. I apologize if that does anything to anybody, but it's for a greater purpose. Again, I had a whole different sermon. And then, and I apologize if I stand up here and cry, but you get to deal with that too. But then my grandma decided she wanted to go up and die on me. And when she did that, I had a conversation with Shishi probably more than a month and a half, I would say, before it happened. And I thought I had made peace with whatever was gonna happen. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't, but I was still greatly affected, more affected than I thought I would be. And of course, I know everybody here has probably been affected in some way, shape, or form as well. And like I said, had a completely different sermon. Up until the day of our funeral, and I had I'm not gonna say a bad day at work, because I was only there for an hour before I left, but I had a very interesting moment, and I cried at work, and I left and did my thing. I got in my car, and the only thing God said to me was broken. So if I have to give this a title, it would be broken. So I'm hearing this word broken, broken, broken. And I'm like, when I hear broken, I don't even think of anything good at all. You know, you think of as like a kid when you got your favorite toy and then all of a sudden it don't work no more. That's not fun, you know? When you get older and then you start buying your own stuff, and when that stuff gets broken, that's not fun. You get even older, you buy a house, you buy cars, and those things get broken. Then you just sometimes get upset because now that's more money out of your pocket to fix the things that are broken. I realized And with that one word, God just showed me how broken I was. You know, and it was always funny to me because I always felt like, okay, yes, my grandmother passed, but my aunts and my dad, their mother passed. So I got to make sure they're okay first. That was my thing. That was my mindset. I sat with them for a couple of days and I'm like, man, these crazy people have so much peace. Why am I worried about them? So at that point, it gave me time to reflect on myself and try to see where I was. And I just, again, broken. Wasn't knowing how to handle it myself. But then God started showing me some things. He just like, look at my people. And not necessarily y'all, but my people in the Bible. You take Adam and Eve, for example. They messed up. They were broken. God kept them. God made a way, regardless of their sin. And they went on to have, I would assume, pretty decent lives. And you talk about somebody like Abraham, who couldn't have children, and then finally did, not being able to have children. Broken. That most likely broke him at one point. Turn it around, now he has children. And guess what? Now God is telling him to sacrifice one of his children. Anybody who has children in here probably would be broken. So you can already imagine that Abraham was broken about this. He did what he was supposed to do, though. At no point did he say, nah, not gonna do that. And then at the end of the day, God still made a way for him. Y'all know I like Jonah. Jonah ran away from God, like in the completely opposite direction. Broken. Broken so much to say, tell God, hey, those people are awful. Kill them. Let me go about my business so I can do whatever I need to do. It wasn't about what Jonah wanted. Broken. Sometimes it takes being put in certain situations to show that you're a little broken. And to be fair, and I said this in a conversation with somebody not too long ago, if you've either, I don't remember the right wording, but either you're broken and you realize it, or you just refuse to admit it at some point. I could go on a list for forever, from Joseph, who was discarded by his own family, his brothers, and then sold into slavery. And look where he ended up. Right hand to the king of Egypt, well, Pharaoh. Then you can talk about David, who was broken in so many different ways. We could be here all day talking about him. But he was still the apple of God's eye. Yeah. Then you talk about Jesus. Jesus, as a man, was broken. More physically than anything, but he was still broken. And then he had people around him who were broken. Judas betrayed him, broken. He couldn't handle it. We know what happened to him. Peter, broken, denied Christ 3 times before the rooster crowed. And when that rooster crowed, he broke down. He couldn't believe it. He was broken. But he turned around his life and did great things for Christ. Again, I could go on, but God showed me, because this really is for me, and I hope somebody gets something out of it. No matter how broken you are, no matter how broken you feel, it's not like God can't put you back together. The analogy that my aunt made when I talked to her about it was, we're not Humpty Dumpty. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put them back together again? No, we're not Humpty Dumpty. Yes, we might not always be complete, but we were never going to always be broken because we have Christ. It's hard. Life is hard. But also the Bible tells us that our lives as Christians aren't going to be easy. We're going to go through death, broken heart, financial issues, this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, no matter how broken we are, one, God can always put us back together. And two, God always has something for us.
Yes.
Where if we're broken and we're still here, we are here for a reason, and it is our job to complete that reason. I don't have a whole lot more to say. So I just want to encourage you, no matter how broken you feel, it's okay. It's okay not to be okay, but you also have to remember that no matter what, God's got you.
Amen.
Pastor, I think I win.